Maria Graziani's house was built on a hillside. At the top of the hill, people have dumped old refrigerators, broken air conditioners, dried up paint cans, worn out tires, lots and lots of junk on this abandoned property. Last year, she brought her neighbors and the city together to clean up the mess. This year, she's farming it. On her front porch, she lifts a manual reel mower onto her shoulder to carry it to the top of the hill. She's made this trip so many times before, she's carved a path through the weeds. On her way, she has to step over and around various pieces of rusted junk.
There's like a wooded area that's owned by the city that I guess used to be people's backyards because there are cars and trash all through here.
Graziani's not your typical urban developer. Her orange knitted headband keeps her brown dreadlocks at bay. Her paint-splattered overalls are ripped, and her pockets are stuffed with tools. At the top of the hill, she leans on her knees to catch her breath. Ahead of her is a field covered by invasive knotweed.
This is where the farm property starts.
Despite the field's condition, it has a breathtaking view. Nearly the entire Pittsburgh skyline is framed by trees and lit by a gold-setting sun.
It's 1.7 acres, 19 lots that the Urban Redevelopment Authority and the city own.
Graziani formed a nonprofit organization to get foundation money to pay for the block and its back taxes. In 5 years, it will all belong to the Hillcrest Urban Community Farm. The farm doesn't have a lot of rules. If you help out, you can have some food. If you're needy, there's food available for the asking. Besides the theft of the farm's tomato plants, Graziani says it works pretty well. As the sun falls and the evening cools off, another workday begins. Volunteers trudge up the hill from every conceivable direction.
So what are we doing?
We're making our raised beds.
Cool.
The volunteers say once they heard about the urban farm, they wanted to help, even if they weren't sure how.
So I know close to nothing about farming, so I just need to learn and need to, like, dig in and learn how to do it.
I work for the Bloomfield Garfield Corporation, so that's how I learned about this small office.
It seemed fairly absurd at first, but it makes a whole lot of sense when you think about it, with all the vacant spaces in town that aren't being used.
Everyone picks a spot and starts digging. Immediately, they've got a problem. They've hit concrete. It's the foundation of a demolished house. That's only one of the obstacles the Hillcrest farmers have faced. The volunteers had an easy time with their first garden. Not much junk was dumped in that area. But the rest of the property is contaminated with arsenic and lead. But Graziani has a plan.
I would like to till it and put in some dwarf sunflowers, which I'm going to use for phytoremediation.
The sunflowers will draw up the contaminants into their roots. In the fall, farmers will pull up the plants, roots and all, and dump them at a hazardous waste facility. 2 days later, it's another workday, and it's raining. But the Hillcrest farmers hardly notice. Because they uncovered the foundation of an old house, they've decided to build raised beds. They layer peat moss, compost, and topsoil into mounds. And even though it's raining, the sun breaks through the clouds.
And I think that I see it. It's right there. So we've got a rainbow just kind of right over the hill. It's quite gorgeous.
As summer's progressed, all kinds of vegetables are growing strong. Peppers, collard greens, corn, squash. With a grant from the health department, Graziani can pay junior high school students a little bit of cash to help her once a week. They're kids from the neighborhood who've only known this hilltop as a dump. Soon, Graziani, the kids, and the volunteers will have a harvest on the hilltop. For the GLRC, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.